Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Sometimes you get these letters and you honestly have to reread them a couple times because you just, it's just a story like you, like right out of a Hallmark movie or I'll just read it. Dear Johnny, I want to start off by saying this is a very hard letter to write for me. I've been married for 7 years to my husband, John. We have been working and making ends meet. I work as a nurse at a nursing home. My husband served in the military. He was in the Marine Corps for 5 years. This year, a buddy of his from the military, his name is Billy, has reached out to friends about needing a kidney transplant. He was suffering end-stage kidney disease and was searching to find a donor. Now you guys know, like, when it goes, that's it. And those waiting lists are long. He filled out all the paperwork, John did. Went through the COVID quarantine, test the blood draws, and found out he actually was a match. We traveled to Philadelphia in October to have the surgery on October 13th. His friend's wife and family were ecstatic to find someone that had been friends with John 20 years ago would give up an organ to save their loved one's life. We have no regrets about John having the surgery, but unfortunately we've been put behind financially during his recovery, his job hours, and this is a little sketchy, so I don't want to light up anybody's former employer, but I know this game. His job hours had been cut back. And by the time he was ready to go back to work, they'd cut back the hours so much that there was really no job left to go back to. So you know the game. They cut your hours, cut your hours, cut your hours, because there's no reason that they can fire you. And so they have to play that game until they basically help you move on. And what a terrible thing to do in 2020.
And knowing what you did.
Yeah. He starts a new job very soon, and I'm very proud of him. But in the meantime, I don't know how I'm going to get caught up. Thank you for reading my letter, and we appreciate everything you do, Randy. And it's, when you hear what they're asking for, it's, you just go, that's the difference between okay and not okay. You know, let's get around. I want to talk to her. There's so many people in this world that you'll meet throughout the years that swear their loyalty, their friendship, what they'll do, what they won't do, when they'll be there when you need them. And there's very few people who really show up.
Oh.
Randy, this is Johnny Dare. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
Hey, so I'm talking to you, or I'm talking to Jake about this letter with your husband. That really is incredible. The idea, like I keep trying to put myself in that situation. Now I know somebody I love. You know you will, but somebody from your past from 20 years ago, and you think I'll do my part because he's a brother, a Marine. And it turns out you're a match, and now you have a real decision to make. That's when you got, when he sat down and talked to you about this, what did he say? Your husband, what did your husband John say?
He just let me know that his buddy was at end-stage kidney disease, and he needed some help, and he wanted to see if he was a match, and it turned out he was a perfect match.
But then when you
and
guys,
I'm going to support him every decision he makes.
Which, God bless you, but there's got to be a part of you that goes, hey, like, you and I, you know, what if something goes wrong? What if you die? What if, you know, what if it doesn't work out for you? And I mean, but still, you just, you say, okay, I'll just be there for you. Do your thing. Do what you got to do.
That's exactly what I did.
So you, he goes, he quarantines, you travel there. And that's got to be a heavy night before when, you know, you're removing a kidney. It's a lot. I know you have two, but it's still, that's a major surgery. And there's a lot of pain involved. It's, what was it like the night before with you guys?
I got no sleep. He slept like a rock. He never had any reservations about any of this. He felt wholeheartedly this was the right thing for him to do. I was the one losing sleep.
And so his friend, what was his friend like? When you walked in the room, and you guys obviously met for the first time, and he saw John again after 20 years after being in the service for 4 years together.
That was pretty intense. That was pretty intense. It's like instant family, no matter what. Just knowing everything that Billy and his family had been through and what we were all going through, it's just like an instant bond, and everything was suddenly okay. We were doing the right thing.
So during the recovery time, and well, actually, before we get to that, I understand that I was reading through this. There was a moment when, during the surgery, did they come out and tell you that there'd been a complication? And then
I got a phone call about an hour into the extraction of the kidney and said that my husband's heart stopped.
That's right, because they wouldn't let you be at the hospital because of COVID, so you had to go wait at the hotel.
And I got the phone call, and then there was a code red at the hospital, and I had to wait 23 minutes to hear out if my husband was alive or gone. They had an actual fire at the hospital.
And so, but did, but...
He's good. He's good. Everything was good. They got him back pretty easy. He just had a slight bleed, and it stopped his heart for a while, but he's good.
So there was two things. There was a fire that happened at the hospital, and in addition to that, his heart had stopped because of the bleed, and that was that's a code blue.
Code blue and a code red at the same time. Oof. And on an 11-story hospital, that's a lot of people to evacuate.
So he comes through it. He's does okay. The kidney takes. Everything goes well for Billy?
Yes, yes.
And he's up and running. Your husband, of course, there's some time in that, and he drove, and the... And when I read the letter, it feels to me like the company froze him out. Like, that's what they do. If they don't have a reason that they can let you go, and HR wants you to go a certain way, then they tend to, they cut your hours until you have to move on and get another job.
Right.
I assume that's what we're talking about.
There was no choice. When there's only 2 to 3 hours available, you have to move on. You can't live for 2 or 3 hours.
So he's got a new job coming up, and he's healthy. His kidney's functioning. Great.
Yes, he's doing great.
So
he's doing great.
And I hear this incredible story, and I read through this, and then I see what it's going to take to get you right. And it's simply you're behind on your gas, and that they're saying they'll shut it off any day, and that's how much? 177?
About 177.
My electric bill?
Behind, and I'm short on a car payment.
So the electric is 306.
Either pay rent or the car payment, you know.
306, I got you. 306 on the electric.
Mm-hmm.
And then $328 rent car payment.
Yep.
I got you. So we're talking about $600, $700, $800.
Right.
All right. You hold on a second. Come on. Think about what we just had, this conversation we just had. Mm-hmm. That's it. And that's what I'm talking about, guys. You think about it, because I have $800. To me, I think that's it. It's so easy that we forget when you don't have $800. It could be $8 million. It's simply, you cannot get the service that you need, the gas, the electricity. You cannot make your car payment. And
you can't find a way to get $800.
Yeah. It is just, you got to be able to think, what would you do? What were you go? you know it's going to put you behind maybe, and it's going to be a rough go when you come back, but you help your friend out, another brother Marine. And it's just, I just think about these things, and I get stuck in the story, and I start thinking about, like, you know, what was going through that guy's head and his wife's head, you know? And then when you walk in the room and you're like, I'm going to give you this life. I mean, like, you gave your heart away. Like, you know, you gave him life. You are the reason he will continue on, and whatever his life is, mm-hmm. whatever love in his family they have, whatever his kids know, somebody gifted him that.
He took a chance and sacrificed.
That's, and I'm telling you, like, it's just, you got to stop and really consider what that would be like when they're putting that mask on your face. And when you wake up, you're going to be missing a very important part. And somebody else is going to get a chance to live. I think it's incredibly honorable. So let's see what we can do. I need $800. Let's knock out the first part. You're on the air. Good morning. Hey, Clay, what's going on?
Hi, Johnny. I'd like to donate $100.
What's your name?
My name is Clay.
All right, Clay.
In August, my wife underwent cancer surgery for her kidney and lost her kidney, and I'm donating this money in her honor.
You're a good man. You are. How's she doing?
She's doing well. She okay, just good. Got her last checkup, and she's cancer-free for now, so we're doing very well.
Man, then live today. Live today.
Yes.
You're a good man. Take that by U.S. Bank. Hope for the holidays. All right, brother. Thank you. There's one. Shane.
Hey, Johnny. I've got a 200 for you. A friend of mine also chipped in. His name's Chris. One good deed deserves another.
That's fantastic. That's great. I'm going to put you for two. Can you slide by U.S. Bank and put it in the Hope for the Holidays account?
Yep. Thank you for all you do, and I know the drill.
You're a good man. Thank you, brother. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Johnny.
What's up?
I heard the story, Mike. Kids and grandkids said no Christmas presents this year. Let's just give it to Hope for the Holidays. So that $500, unless you need some more.
No, I think that puts us past it. Hell, man, I don't want to think about kids and grandkids not getting presents.
They're knuckleheads. They'll do just fine.
All right, Sky, you're a good human being, man. What a great example. Where are we at now?
You're at $800.
All right, so we're at eight right now, Scott, and I appreciate you. U.S. Bank. You're a good man.
I have trouble getting in, so I'll throw another $500 in there for the next guy.
Scott, you don't have to do that right now.
It's awesome, though. I get to tell the kids this was the year they were going to get extra, but I gave it away.
That's great. You're a good man. You're a good man. Well, hell, like, okay. Well, then I'm going to go for another three from somebody. And then I'm going to double up on everything, and then we're going to forward pay. We're going to overpay gas, overpay the electric, and overpay the car payment.
Fantastic.
You're a good man. You're a good man, dude. God bless you, man. You know the drill. Hope for the Holidays, U.S. Bank.
Yep. Thanks, Johnny.
All right, man. Stay right there. One second. Hey, Zenny. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you up, man? How are you?
I'm good. Why? What are you doing at 8 in the morning? Are you working today?
Yeah, of course. You know, we got to cut trees. Got to get out to cut trees. And the bar's closed. We got to cut as many trees as possible.
You're going to listen to him. He's drunk on tree cutting.
Yeah, no, not at all, man. What are you talking about? I don't even drink anymore.
No, I'm talking about you're drunk on killing trees.
Oh, shoot.
You love killing trees.
I'm high on life, man. I'm high on life. I don't want to cut anybody's trees unless they need to be, but if somebody's got to cut them, it's going to be me.
Let me point this out. I've seen him stop on a street and cut a dead tree down that wasn't his and didn't know who the owner was.
Well, but I mean, it was dead. That's like a blemish. You got to get rid of it.
Yeah. For the record, that's a genuinely true story. Now, before we get off target, let's continue on. What can I do for you, Biggie?
Yeah, man, what a selfless guy, man. That is absolutely amazing what this guy did for his friend they hadn't seen in 2 decades. I mean, that just beats the crap out of somebody paying it forward at Starbucks for the lady behind him who could afford it anyway. You know what I mean? Right.
Still nice, but yes.
Yeah, no, that's just amazing. You know, it's been a goofy year for everybody. It's been a goofy year for us, but I've still got 100 I could throw in for sure. So please, if you could put that towards that would be great.
Oh, dude, and God bless you, brother. You got three kids, and I know they shut the bar down, so your income has just been... I know. And hopefully we'll all get back to work.
No, for sure, man. But, you know, I mean, no complaints, and everybody's healthy, and and we're all doing fine. There's other people that need this way worse than we do, and that's what that guy was thinking, and God bless him and his family.
All right, kiss those little monsters for me.
You know I will.
All right, brother. So, give me two, and we'll be double. Hey, Devin.
Hey.
What can I do for you?
Hey, I'm calling in on behalf of my family, the Harvey family here in Kansas City. We're doing pretty well this year, all things considered, especially compared to a lot of folks. So we really wanted to see an opportunity to make a difference at a local level this year.
Nice, man. Well, here's where we're at. Where are we at right now?
We're at the 600 mark of that second to double up, so we need $200.
What do you say, well, Devin?
Let me be frank with you, Johnny. I called in to give 500, but I could do more. So you tell me what we need.
No, 200 will get us there.
Let's push it across the line. Let's take it all the way there, and then maybe we can call in again later this week.
You're a great man, and I appreciate you and the Harvey family. You guys, it's really nice, and it really in a year that it matters. It really matters this year. There's a lot of people that are having a hard time, and I think a lot of people that need to see the goodness in others. You are
that's what we're here for.
You're a good man. So
I doubled up.
Miss Randy.
Yes, I just heard all that. I just don't even know what to say. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to write. I just had to get past this hump. Just thank you so much. We're the ones that always help everybody else, and this is the hardest thing I've ever done.
But it's not. This is not about pride. This is, look, when Billy, your friend's Marine brother, when he needed help, was it charity or did he just say, I'll give you a hand up, brother?
He don't leave a Marine behind.
That's it. And we won't leave you behind. All right?
Thank you so much. I just don't even know what to say. I'm at work and everybody's looking at me like I got something.
I know.
I ran over my dog.
Look, I don't want to embarrass you at work. You just, hey, take a breath. Thank your husband from all of us.
Yes.
He's an outstanding example. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay. I'm going to need your electric, gas, and car payment, the information, and we're actually going to overpay everything. So I'm going to double what you owe the gas, double the electric, and double your car payment. That way you've got a breather coming up for the next month. And also our friends at Constantino's would like to offer and give you a Price Chopper Sunfresh Apple Market gift card. So you've got plenty of great, nutritious food for him, especially as if he's got any dietary needs as his kidney is taking over for everything.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. All right. That is amazing, Johnny. Thank you so much.
Everything will be okay?
Yeah. It's going to be perfect now.
Excellent. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.